afford to buy things that cost less than $3 because I never have cash on me. And my bedroom is so untidy that it looks like vandals ransacked the Anthropologie sales section. I'm kind of a mess. I did, however, fulfill a childhood dream of writing and acting in television and movies. Armed with that confidence, alongside a lifelong love of the sound of my own voice, yes, I've put some advice in this book. However, you should know that I disagree with a lot of traditional advice. For instance, they say the best revenge is living well. I say it's acid in the face. Who will love them now? Another old saying is that revenge is a dish best served cold, but it feels best served piping hot, straight out of the oven of outrage. My opinion? Take care of that revenge right away. Push, shove, scratch that person while they're still within arm's reach. Don't let them get away. Who knows when you're going to get this opportunity again?
Do you offer up a lot of opinions in this book?
A little bit. I do lay in some opinions here and there. For example, I don't think it should be socially acceptable for people to say that they are bad with names. No one is bad with names. That is not a real thing. Not knowing people's names isn't a neurological condition, it's a choice. You choose not to make learning people's names a priority. It's like saying, hey, a disclaimer about me? I'm rude. For heaven's sake, if you don't know someone's name, just pretend you do. Do that thing everyone else does where you vaguely say, nice to see you, and make weak eye contact.
So is this book like a women's magazine?
Not really, but if it reads like a really funny magazine, I'll be psyched. I love magazines. You can't walk by a magazine and not sit down and read it. You try to throw away a magazine, and if you don't push it down in the trash enough, it somehow resurfaces on the floor of your TV room. I know this because I swear my house has been haunted by the same December 2004 issue of Glamour magazine for the past 7 years.
I'm buying this book for my daughter, whom I'm trying to reconnect with after my acrimonious divorce from her mother. Will this help me seem like a cool, understanding dad?
Honestly, I think you should just buy her some kind of SUV. This is what all the divorced dads did for their kids in my high school. A Land Rover, something like that. If you don't have that kind of money, I would just suggest reconciling with the mom.
I don't know. I have a lot of books already. I wanted to finish those Girl with the Dragon Tattoo books before the movies came out.
This book will take you 2 days to read. Even less because this is an audiobook and you just have to sit back and listen to it. Did you even see the cover? Can you see the cover as an audiobook? Okay, just take it from me. It's mostly pink. If you're listening to this every night for months, something's not right.
This sounds okay, but not as good as Tina Fey's book. Why isn't this more like Tina Fey's book?
Look, I know, man. Tina's awesome. I think she has every major international trophy for excellence except a Heisman. She might actually have an honorary Heisman. I should check that out. Unfortunately, I can't be Tina because it's very difficult to lure her into one of those Freaky Friday type situations where we can switch bodies, even though in the movies they make it look so easy. Believe me, I've tried. I suggest you buy Bossy Pants again if you like her so much. I did. I have like 5 copies of it.
What else should I know?
I think there's probably only 2 things. 1, there is no sunrise so beautiful that it is worth waking me up to see it. And 2, I would like to be friends with Beyoncé Knowles. I just think that's kind of important for you to know before you continue listening to this audiobook. Well, I think I've covered everything and I've still maintained an air of sexy mystery about myself. I feel good about this. Love, Mindy. Alternate titles for this book. Here are some titles for my book that I really liked but was advised strongly not to use. The Girl with No Tattoo. When Your Boyfriend Fits Into Your Jeans and Other Atrocities. The Book That Was Never a Blog. Always Wear Flats and Have Your Friends Sleep Over, a step-by-step how-to guide for avoiding getting murdered. Harry Potter Secret Book Number 8. Sometimes you just have to put on lip gloss and pretend to be psyched. I Want Dirk Nowitzki to Host Saturday Night Live So Much That I'm Making It the Title of My Book. Barf Me to Death and Other Things I've Been Known to Say. The Last Mango in Paris. This title would work best if Mango were the cheeky nickname for an Indian woman and if I had spent any time in Paris. So you've just finished Chelsea Handler's book. Now what? Deep Dish Pizza in Afghanistan. A touching novel about a brave girl enjoying Chicago-style pizza in secret Taliban-ruled Kabul. There Has Ceased to Be a Difference Between My Awake Clothes and My Asleep Clothes. I don't know how she does it, but I suspect she gets help from illegal immigrants.